Well, that's the music for tonight. And now, the third set, we're ready for Jerome Rothenberg. Like Ezra Pound early in the century, Jerome Rothenberg has mapped out a significant chunk of territory for exploration by poets of his generation, with anthologies like Technicians of the Sacred, which has just been reissued with a promise of eternal perpetuity by the University of California Press, and with other anthologies like Shaking the Pumpkin, A Big Jewish Book, Revolution of the Word, America, a Prophecy. He's really been involved in an ongoing effort to redefine the nature of poetry itself and the nature of what a poem is and can be. In his own work, ranging from the early selected poems, Poems for the Game of Silence, which drew on Gertrude Steinian kinds of language and sound play, to Seneca Journal, which explored relationships between Native American roots and Eastern European Jewish strands and contemporary American fibers, through That Dada Strain and Vienna Blood, which drew on the avant-garde in the 20th century and plugged it into present-day Sun, to Al-Sharinga, the first magazine of ethnopoetics, drawing on the poetries from around the world, drawing on the oral traditions, very ancient and still alive. Jerry has been just a tremendous resource and a tremendous voice for the word in contemporary world culture. A few comments about his work and voice from his peers, other poets. Michael McClure commented, Jerry Rothenberg is a DNA spaceman exploring the mammal caves of now. Robert Duncan commented on his voice as, described his voice as having the cutting edge of an open attack, described his voice as a Hasidic, cowboy, and Indian American bicentennial comic voice. Kenneth Rexroth commented, only here and now could have produced him. A swinging orgy of Martin Buber, Marcel Duchamp, Gertrude Stein, and Sitting Bull. No one, Kenneth Rexroth went on, writing poetry today has dug deeper into the roots of poetry. It's a great honor and pleasure to present to you Jerome Rothenberg.
It's a great honor and pleasure to a number of performance possibilities without, I think, bringing everything as close together as I usually try to do in a performance. I thought I would start out not with a poem of my own, but a poem that I like to perform that was written by the great artist and poet Kurt Schwitters in 1946. Schwitters is part of the Dada movement in poetry, except he has to find his own word for it, and so he renames his one-man movement Mertz. He creates extremely inventive new forms of poetry. And artworks, and then he finds himself, although probably the least political of the Dadaists, swept up at that moment in history in the 1930s, forced out of Germany to Norway and then again to England. And when he arrives in England at the beginning of the Second World War, because he's a German, he's thrown into a British detention camp where he spends 1 year, continues to live in England, dies in poverty there. He's now being celebrated in a great one-man show retrospective at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. And in the 1940s, he stops using the German language. So this is a poem by Kurt Schwitters written in English during his residency in England. And it's called London Onion, Variations About the Theme of the Thames Valley. London, L-O-N-D-O-N. L L O L O N L O N N L O N N L O N N L O N N D O N O N N N N L O N D O N N O L N O D O L O D O L O D Ra O D Ra O L Takalamit Ra London Ra Onion Opinion Tsegode Onion Opinion Tsegodeda Onion, opinion, tsego de da to, tsego de da ta. Onion, opinion, tsego de da tu, tsego de da tau. To ta, tu ta, to ta, tu ta, tsego de da tu ta. Brrrr. Tota gr. T-tier, you uncle, agr, totagr, totagr mesens, totagr mesans, totagr tier mesens, totagr tier mesans, totagr uncle, agr. Brrrr. How, item, king, C, Charlie, D, dog, L, love, L, London, love, London, I love, dog, Charlie, I dog, love, London, Charlie, onion, opinion, L-O-N-D-N-N, L-O-N-D-N-N, L-O-N-D-R-R, L-O-N-D-R-R, D-O-N, D-O-N-O-N-N, brrrr, what is your verdict? Verdict A, verdict B, verdict A, verdict B, L, oh, my sweetest toots. I don't care two hoots when I clap and clap my trap on your trap. L-O-N-D-O-N, Tsegodeda, Tsegodeda, Tsegodeda. Just in the middle of her knee, there I observed the fact that she possessed a little reddish mole. It was alone, just one and sole. And even if there had maybe been just one, which was on her knee, just in the middle would be one. In fact, it does, a fact that I would beg you to discuss. B-L-R-A-N-B-B-A, B-A-R, B-A-R-R, 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 L-O-N-N, 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 D-O-N-N. N R A N Baran London Takalamit. And I respond. The Dadaists killed off Dada. I mean, it was part of the prophecy of Dada that that nothing of that sort survives. And Schwitter is built in his house in Hanover, great sculptural tower with a lot of junk on the inside and then sort of fancy Bauhaus stuff on the outside. And at the center of it, the head of a toy doll. He called it the Mertz Tower, or again, the Cathedral of Erotic Misery, or again, a memorial to Dada. And this is what he tried to build again in Norway. And then finally in England. He wrote poetry with words and poetry without words. His great sound poem is called the Ur Sonata, the primeval, the primitive sonata. And this poem for him is called a Mertz Sonata for Kurt Schwitters. World of the crying man is death's world. Money acids him, he sucks. Hard on his tongue, but can't unjunk the word. Therefore he stows his house, shovels the floor. A column shivers skywards, the man can stride down, crying, Mertz, sweet Kurt's word, column overstacked with mirrors, pretzels, the revival of the alphabet, hustles him toward England, cuckoos, da-da journeys in painted car, Van Duesburg springs a Mertz hand, a Mertz gesture drips, Mertz bodies wet and tumored, prong the Mertz girls, tip into their shallow holes and provocate, streamers of wet Mertz, Mertz merchants line the streets with, commercial Mertzers Mertzing in a ring, their product, sauce and ciders, jars, delirious as number twos, he slabs onto his roof, both coupons, tiny tickets we trade off with Burgermeisters, bits of shoelace, half-stapled cigarettes, a worm, a fish, Mertz angels swing from, tangled in air, nail pairings, slice of time, mimosa, orange, tulpe, flora, Aphrodite, bottles alight with piss and baking soda, Mertzed in his slots, a pot of water boiling, you can drop a clock in, watch it converge to ice or noodles, squawking German from full throat, der Fisch, Dill Schreitzen, Karpenblut, Heil Hitler makes a Mertz poem, Fiddle Schreife, Karl Blue makes a Mertz poem makes a fiddle, marchers, Mertz, Mertz marches behind the band, boom, boom, oh, little Dada towns devoured by incest, still more devoured by holes, by calendars, Mertz Christmas trees spruced up, Mertz stickers pasted on Mertz walls, Mertz slogans, du, du, und, und, du, du, Anna, Blume, und, und, Mertz, my Valentine, keep burning on, get glowing, thou, thine eye praise, yearns my eye, thou art my yearn, I acid thou, I far thou, sideways slides his stem into her slit, her slot makes bubbles rise over his column, where the babe's head hides them, barking to the crowds, the tall man is the crying man, bow wow, the generals are swooning as he sings sweet Mertz songs, making their cradles rock, their Prussian wives wipe dribbles from their cheeks and dream Bavarian cushions they can lunge their stumps against for breath, for fantasies, not like the dreams of Mertz or freedom, but the collective I, oh you, oh me, oh elephants, oh commas, oh I sing for Kurt this Mertz song, oh I swoon, I moon for him, cat legs and human joys and humans world the earth round out the cats like Jews who fiddle papers, who gurgle Anna Bluma from full throat, cutouts of Hitler, paper bikers stream down the German roads, make Norway scramble him crying and tall toward Ambleside, the real disuda of the nightmare, alabaster, death, he tries to feel by language, why, we, thy, thee, thou, the dog barks alabaster, drip, drip, plugs the sky, pins a little mustache to his lip, the generals are dead, the candle towers of his Mertz explode, the dreams of Mertz stuck in his head, undrips him, flattens his last pretzel to its walls, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wall, 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 walls, 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 wall, 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 wall.
The end of that poem was a translation from Schroeder's. These are two poems called Dadagrams. Large. I hope this travels to the back. Even when I go soft, large. Right, okay. Datagram one, huh? Does it work? Oh, okay. Datagram one. Large tears and cataracts perform, snappy and electrical, in pigtails. The zigzags crackle, once in gauze and once in heavy sentences. Here is the admiral, and here are 12 children painting holy virgins on raw flesh. And here are your diphthongs, listen, pushing through your gut to shiny metal gallows, blossoming like a movie without lights or wires. A house to rent the admiral is dead in. The great magician who plants tomatoes in your forehead, who harvests pyramids in laundromats, feeble cylinders outside his toll booth. The world seen through the butcher's eye is shut. The world to come is gumbo, the dottist beside the pump says, his words emerging from his bearded heart. Oh, xylophones. Oh, Texas. XYZ. Datagram two. Molecular, like a drain and like a fire, the goddess clambers up the German chimney. Mirages, cucumbers, emissions, churning television custards. Inside the palace of the avant-garde, the fattest woman in the world bends over throbs and jerks like cheese or marmalade. She showers sparks across the dance floor. Peppers and palmettos wafted up the captain's nose. Ahoy, squeaks the Dadaist. She is the Statue of Liberty, and we visit her in the Imperial Harbor. I am not an eagle, squeaks the Dadaist, and I am certainly not a bus driver, he squeaks. Not even lately. I blossom by day in nickel and by night in platinum. Returning twice, I watch the Sphinx rise. From my table, Caesar's shoulder blade in fragments. The goddess in a wooden apron come alive beneath red lights and maps of Panama. Spread on the table, twin couples dance in spasms and in vestibules, in memory and in the key of G. They know the Dadaist who squeaks isn't the Dadaist who sleeps inside her, his head inside her iron rails, his fingers playing Dada on her tinny circuits. And I realized when I did that a few years ago that it pulled me back to a point even further in my writing, where I was... that either comes over immediately, right, or it doesn't come over. Except if I'm titling it Dadagrams and feel not here, you know, but somewhere else, I mean, that I have to explain the the word Dada. What happens in that poem, and there's the sound of it and the music of it. And I was doing that, too, from the early 1960s, maybe to the middle 1960s. I'm going to read a poem called Charred Beloved. The title is taken from the name of a painting, abstract but not really abstract, by the great Armenian-American abstract expressionist Arshil Gorky. It was from a series of poems called the Gorky Poems, in which I was never clear about what the connection was to Gorky, but I thought it was there. Charred Beloved. Fire night, falling in threes, winter weather, sand's eye, heaven makes a place for it, sea comb, hard, webs of tears for it, hard, not ribbons, not light ribbons, not to stand as blue thermometers by skylines, no, that's as days, makes a place for it in threes, that's as days, makes a place for it, to say to make a place for it, covers me over, discovers a leaf, no, a life, not a life in me, not ribbons, a life in me, but not blue and over, not blue, but red, but not red, but not blue and red, but blue and red, but over blue and red, but yellow, a sea comb, in threes, but in threes, in threes, but in yellow, threes, in yellow, but in threes, but falling, a door is first, a yellow door is in threes, but a first door, in threes, call a trivet, around the mouth and gums, it's an egg hour, moistens, not an egg, but elements brought under skylines, not light, but to measure it, to measure by what beyond, salt, salt measures, beyond salt measures, in threes, elements in threes, beyond measures, this makes a web, beyond threes, but beyond what a web is. There was a time I was playing between the work of Gertrude Stein and language and ideas that were outside of outside the range of what Stein took for her own work, and I did a poem that I'm going to read. I'll give you the double thing here. I did a poem that was a direct takeoff from a poem by Gertrude Stein, in which I substituted vocabulary from a novel by Isaac Bashevis Singer called Satan in Goree. Because simultaneously I was attracted to Stein's language and to Singer's language as it was coming over to me in translation, or where I could manage to do it through the original Yiddish also. I took a poem of Stein's called Dates and substituted very precisely words picked at random from Singer's novel. So it was Stein's forms and Singer's vocabulary. It was the beginning of a series of poems I was then to write, which were not all, in fact, this was the only one written in that way, but the book of poems in which I explore my own ancestral sources or resources, Poland 1931. So the first of those is Satan and Goree for Singer, kind of recapitulates the, in a certain way, the Singer novel about one of those multiple messiahs that we've been able to create over the centuries. I mean, looking back at it, you know, every century has its own Jewish messiah. You know, I hate to think who it might be in the 20th century, but I have some clear idea of who it was in the 17th and 18th centuries. In the 17th century, a man named Shabtai Tzvi, or Sabbatai Zevi, and Singer's novel is about that, the coming of the Messiah, the overturning of the restrictions and constrictions of the law, a premature sexual revolution, and finally the conversion of Shabtai Tzvi, Sabbatai Zevi, to Islam on his way from Europe back to Turkey. I'll read the two poems. Give you Gertrude Stein's poem Dates, and then the poem called Satan in Goree. Dates. Fish. Bequeath fish. Able to state papers. Fish. Bequeath fish. Worry. Worldly. Pies and pies. Piles. Weapons and weapons. World renown. World renown. World renown. Niches. Niches pencil. Niches pencil plate. Niches vulgar. Niches vulgar pencils. Niches plate. Hopping. Hopping a thunder. Credit. Creditable. Spaniard. Soiled pin. Soda. Soda. Soda, soda. Wednesday, not a particle, waiter, aider, add, send, dishes. Poison oak, poison oak, stumble, poison steer, humble prayer, Irene between conundrum, come. Wet, yes, sprinkle, wet, yes. Wet, yes, sprinkle. Thicker than some. College extension. Pass over, pass over, pass, 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 pass. pass. Not a night sight pays somberly, R and N and no and pale, R and N and no and pale, R and N and no and pale. Satan in Goree, a homage to Isaac Bashevis Singer. Sect, avert to wash bellies. Sect, avert sect. Worship, womanly, towns and towns, tones, witness and witness. Woman redeemed. Crutches, cockcrow, Jews. Crutches, impure, cockcrow. Crutches, Jews. Drinking in devil. Prayers, prayerful. Messiah, first a holiday, malice, abyss, ark, bears, levy. Sabbath, sabbatize, Zevi. Sodom. Marriage bed, brittle, marriage breasts, bristle, match me, Onan, again, pederasty, in three. Fat, yes, idle. Something is present. Holy Muhammad, pass over, pass
water.
Lilith, a redhead, jest nudgingly, S and Z, Selah. And this takes it off in what would seem to be a different direction. It's from the Aztec, and the way I'll read it, it will seem to be an Aztec chant for flowers. I mean, that is, the old Mexican culture, like the present Mexican culture, is obsessed with the idea of flowers. And I don't know if it takes away from it in any way to say at the beginning that what I'm going to be reading is in a way like an Aztec dictionary definition of flowers. Listen, I'm going to do two things. At the beginning, there's going to be a description of a flower feast for the war god, Huitzilopochtli, the war god, but the only god for whom there were no human sacrifices made, you know, whatever that meant, a feast with many flowers. And then I'm going to go into reading the Aztec definition for flowers. This is not my own translation, but it seems to be something very extraordinary happens in the process. So, offering flowers, the Aztecs had a feast which fell out in the ninth month, and which they called the flowers are offered. And 2 days before the feast, when flowers were sought all scattered over the mountains, that every flower might be found, and when these were gathered, when they had come to the flowers and arrived where they were, at dawn they strung them together, everyone strung them. And when the flowers had been threaded and these were twisted and wound in garlands, long ones, very long and thick, very thick. And when morning broke, the temple guardians then ministered to Huitzilopochtli. They adorned him with garlands of flowers. They placed flowers upon his head. And before him they spread, strewed, and hung rows of all the various flowers, the most beautiful flowers, the threaded flowers. Then flowers were offered to all the rest of the gods. They were adorned with flowers. They were girt with garlands of flowers. Flowers were placed upon their heads there in the temples. And when midday came, they all sang and danced. Quietly, calmly, evenly, they danced. They kept going as they danced. I offer flowers, I sow flower seeds, I plant flowers, I assemble flowers, I pick different flowers, I remove flowers, I seek flowers, I offer flowers, I arrange flowers, I thread a flower, I string flowers, I make flowers, I form them to be extending uneven, rounded, round bouquets of flowers, I make a flower necklace, a flower garland, a paper of flowers, a bouquet of flowers, shield, hand flowers, I thread them, I string them, I provide them with grass, I provide them with leaves, I make a pendant of them, I smell something, I smell them, I cause one to smell something, I cause him to smell, I offer flowers to one, I offer him flowers, I provide him with flowers, I provide one with flowers, I provide one with a flower necklace, I provide him with a flower necklace, I place a garland on one, I provide him a garland, I clothe one in flowers, I clothe him in flowers, I cover one with flowers, I cover him with flowers, I destroy one with flowers, I destroy him with flowers, I injure one with flowers, I injure him with flowers, I destroy one with flowers, I destroy him with flowers, I injure one with flowers, with drink, with food, with flowers, with tobacco, with capes, with gold, I beguile, I incite him with flowers, with words, I beguile him, I say I caress him with flowers, I seduce one, I extend one a lengthy discourse, I induce him with words, I provide one with flowers, I make flowers, or I give them to one that someone will observe a feast day, or I merely continue to give one flowers, I continue to place them in one's hand, I continue to offer them to one's hands, or I provide one with a necklace, or I provide one with a garland of flowers. Want to read three poems as a group. The opening poem of that Dada strain, a sound poem by Hugo Ball, who was one of the founders of Dada in 1916, and more recently taken over as a lyricist by the Talking Heads. And a poem read for Hugo Ball, who put himself into a costume to become what he called a shaman or a witch doctor or a magical bishop, carried sweating with perspiration into the abyss, and to read a poetry without words, who later left Dada to go into the hills of Switzerland and to die there as a Catholic Dada saint. That Dada strain, the zigzag mothers of the gods of science, the lunatic fixed stars and pharmacies, fathers who left the tents of anarchism unguarded, the arctic bones strung out on Saint Germain like tom-toms, living light bulbs, aphrodisia, art is junk. The urinal says, dig a hole and swim in it. A message from the grim computer. Ye are hamburgers. June 23rd, 1916. For that evening's reading, he had made himself a special costume. His legs were in a shiny blue cylinder, which came up to his hips so that he looked like an obelisk. Over it he wore a huge coat collar cut out of cardboard, scarlet inside and gold outside. It was fastened at the neck in such a way that he could give the impression of wing-like movement by raising and lowering his elbows. He also wore a high blue and white striped witch doctor's hat. Caravane! Jolie! Fanto Bambla, oh folly Bambla, Grossiga umpa abla orem, egige goramen, hiko bloiko rusula uju, holaka holola, onlogo bung, blago bung, blago bung, bo so fataka, shumpa vula, vula. Musa Olobo. Estata gorem eshige zumbada vulubu subudu uluv subudu tumba ba umf kusa gauma ba. A glass tube ecstasy for Hugo Ball. A glass tube for my leg, says Hugo Ball. My hat, a cylinder in blue and white. The night, the German ostriches, the sink he pisses in. All these become his world. His Dada song begun there holds the image until it comes at us. The image from its cross looks down. A ribbon, a revolver, mud. These contribute to his death also. To what his death contributes later, too hysterical, too sick with God and time, a carousel, a roasted poet, fish, the queen says to his mind and enters where the street of mirrors starts. She sees his face reflected in hunger of the world as pain, the consciousness of death, not why we die, but why we dream about it and why our dreams can't save the dying remnant. Hugo, as I write this poem, the voice cries from a further room. The dancer, singer calls me from a further room. I step into an obelisk below the waist. My mouth opens to sing but freezes shut in grief for you. Umbula, take, bitly, solencola, the collapse of language, tabla, tukta, tukta, takabala, taka, taka, a glass, tube, ecstasy, escapes from time, babula, umbalam, the image, and the word, over your bed, hang, crucified, again, the cabaret explodes, again, again, fatigue, 1 foot, in glass, a glass nerve, and a priestly gas pump pulls her hair out. And not, maybe not too entirely different from all of that. I'm going to do a sung or chanted version of a translation from the Navajo. I mean, that is to say, I'm not doing a Navajo song. I'm doing a translation, a composition that derives from Navajo chanting, in which, as in many other oral cultures, there's a play, but in the Navajo case, I think very intricate play between words and other sounds. And initially, the idea of the English translation is to bring some sense of that across in an immediate way. And then as it begins to develop for me, or just simultaneously along with that, because it's part of the same process, there's a new work, a composition that comes out in the process of translating it. This comes from a series of 17 horse blessing songs that were part of the blessing way of the Navajo Hatali chanter, singer, medicine man, Frank Mitchell, coming to me through the mediation of the ethnomusicologist David McAllister. In the 17 songs, the hero, the god, enemy slayer, has gone to the house of his father, the sun god, to bring back horses for the people. He's given spirit horses. He imagines in the 13th song how beautiful they'll be when they turn from spirit horses, the germs of horses, into real horses in the home of his mother, the earth, changing woman. And the refrain is, Some Are Lovely. The 13th Horse Song of Frank Mitchell. Gone. Summer lovely now in the summer, and art my house now. One and one buying wing. Summer lovely and howin, but summer, and art my howin now, and one buying wing. Summer lovely now, but summer, and art my house now, none buying wing, but by some not going now. Because I wasn't con, I was the boy inside the dawn, but summer at my house, and one my wing, and by going from the house, the white shell, oh, and no, and summer at my how, and now, and one my wing, and by going from the swollen Hogan house, my brother's blown, summer at my house, and one my wing, and by going from the house, the lowly Hogan home, and summer at my house, and one and one my wing, and from the place of jewels we walk not con bond, but summer at my how, and now the one buying wing with prayer sticks that are white and gone, but summer at my house, and one buying wing with my spirit horse that are white and gone, but summer at my house, and one buying wing with my spirit horse that are white and dawn the gone, but summer at my house, and one buying wing with those beard horses at a white shell now, and bun summer at my house, and one buying wing with those horn horses at a white shell now, but summer at my house, one buying wing and jewels of every kind to go and draw them on not but summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing with cloth of every kind to go and draw them on not summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing with horses of every kind to go and draw them on not but summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing with men of every kind to go and draw them on not but summer at my house, and one buying wing in my house of precious jewels in my back room and con where but summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing in this house of precious jewels we walk upon gone women, summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing, and everything that's gone before more we walk upon than summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing, and everything that's more won't be poor than summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing, and everything that's now and living to be old and blessed and how, but summer at my how, and now, and one buying wing, because I am the boy who blesses to be old and summer at my how. No one by wing, summer lovely now, and but summer, and art my how now, and one by wing, summer lovely now, and but summer, and art my house, and one by wing, summer lovely now, and but summer, and art my house, is not by none wing, but now known my wing. I was very happy to spend the earlier part of this year in Oklahoma, and magical territory for, I don't know, at least for those of us who don't, some of us who don't come from Oklahoma, Carter. I'm going to read two poems. One of them is a small series to end the reading. The title of the first poem, a group of poems, comes from Kafka's the great ending to his novel America. The final chapter, which doesn't seem to have much connection to the rest of the book, called the Nature Theater of Oklahoma. And maybe whether for Kafka or myself, it's a question of that doesn't have much connection to the rest of the thing. But but here we go with it. There's also a magnificent poem by the French surrealist master André Breton. When he passed through André Breton's great Indian poem comes out of Oklahoma, in the last poem in this series, I pick up the opening of Breton's poem. For those of you who don't, of course, recognize that that's where it comes from. I'm going to follow that almost immediately by a second poem called Visions of Jesus, that also comes out of that. A strong presence in Oklahoma, and also with the sense of the multiple possibilities of that, not only possibilities, I mean the multiple realities of that that figure. That last poem, Visions of Jesus, is also a response to the critic Marjorie Perloff, who's actually towards some of us a very friendly critic, but about a year ago, no, 2 years ago, in a conference on ethnopoetics in Los Angeles, speaking about me and my multiple interests, she said, "Well, you know, Rothenberg is. I wonder why this is the case. You know, Rothenberg is interested in almost every." Religious manifestation in the world, except the Christian. So I thought about that. I said, Jesus, it always seemed to me that that's one of the obsessions that runs, through my poetry, as when people say to me, but why are your poems so obsessed with sex? I will always say, but, I thought they were obsessed with religion. The Nature Theater of Oklahoma, 1. Someone arrives from Tishomingo. It is practically Florida. It is practically the calories of summer. Plin Plin is the name for tea in Oklahoma. Its curtains rise and fall. The shadow of a mirror in a yellow lake. The shadow of a town called Shootout. It is practically the way we are. It is practically the way the car toots down the drawer. The car toots down the drawer. The Nature Theater of Oklahoma, 2. The memory of God is God. The cauliflower glistens like a handkerchief torn from the sun and flailing ice and oranges that conjure up her image dimly. Step into the light, pale sister. Let the flies walk up your arm in search of honey, evading the tiny hairs. There whirl the mirror of your blue milk.